Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Hey, I should ask. We didn't get to it. How was your date this weekend? Didn't you have a date with the guy that you were all... Your body was feeling it?
Yeah, my body
Your
was
body
not,
was feeling it
my
the first time?
My body was not feeling it the
oh,
second
no,
time.
Oh,
no.
It was just so different. And I don't know if I just had too much time to think about it. I don't know if I let too many people give me their opinion about it. I don't know what it was, honestly. I do feel like maybe it's a part of me that's just not... ready for the whole dating thing. There were things about him too that I didn't enjoy, but I did like after the end of the date, he continued to message me like immediately after the date ended on Friday. He messaged me and was like, "What are you doing tomorrow night? You want to go out for dinner?" And I was just like, eh. And I actually told him, you know, tomorrow night is my one day for just me.
Yeah.
And I'm going to take that. I need some me time. And he was like, I totally respect that. I respect
then you went to the
that
Nuggets
you want
to
take. I thought yes. I went to the Nuggets game. But
does he follow you on Instagram?
No, he doesn't. Okay. He doesn't. But I didn't want to tell him I had tickets because then he would think that I was going to invite him, right?
Oh,
so
gosh.
I didn't want to tell
so
him.
So why
that.
Did this fizzle out? Since anyway, your body was so in love the first time.
Yeah.
What happened?
Well, again, we had talked about some of the things I just didn't like, and then more things started to appear that I just didn't like. He started to remind me of somebody. You know when somebody, when you like, it clicks and you're like, that's who you remind me of.
Was it me?
Oh, I don't like it. Like, no, it wasn't
oh,
you.
Okay,
but it just immediately was like, oh, gosh.
Yeah.
You know, but again, after that, I said, I need my me time. He then texted me immediately after that, like, ooh, I went and got hiking shoes for our next date. And I was like, okay,
holy
cool.
Crap.
I
did you
did
flat
not,
out tell him it's not going to happen?
I didn't text him back then. The next day, he texted me again the next morning, like, go Nuggets. Oh, I hope you're enjoying your day, da-da-da. And I was like,
geez.
And again, I have not answered him back.
That's
so now
overbearing.
It's like four texts that are unanswered on his end. And I'm like, okay. So I finally messaged him and I was like, hey, I just wanted to, sorry, it's taken me a while to respond, but I'm kind of just,
you.
I'm not feeling it.
I was like,
I'm not feeling it. You know, I'm just not into dating right now. I don't want you to take this personal, and I did enjoy our time that we spent together, so thank you so much. This homie texts me back.
Oh,
I am not kidding you. He says, thank you for your honesty. I was feeling the same way. I just didn't want to hurt your feelings.
Good for him.
All
throw it right
best.
Back at you.
I know Josh's
throw it right. I love that he did that.
What I said.
He's like,
Sam,
I was just
okay,
being nice.
I know.
So this guy bought shoes to not hurt your feelings?
I'm with him.
It's fine.
I'm with him, because
you know
he
what,
heard,
Katie?
He
let
heard
him.
Katie talking
him.
About how her body felt like it was right. They had touched knees and she got all Twitter pated.
Yeah.
This was the guy that was going to break the 17 month dry spell. I would have said the same thing
keep
back.
Keep on trucking.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
exactly.
I wasn't feeling it either.
Not just anybody gets to break that chair.
Good
like,
for
you gotta
him.
You got to come in
I
with
know,
something.
Good for him.
You know, good for him.
Good for
what
him.
About
I like
you?
That. I
you
like,
were leading
I
this
like
guy
that.
On
what
from the beginning.
Me? No, I was not.
My
that's
body
not fair. That's
my body
not
wants
fair.
This man.
I have never not liked a girl and bought boots to go hiking
yes,
with her so that
you.
I could not like her some
like,
more.
I'll with my
I
new
know.
Girlfriend, not you.
Yes.
That is hilarious.
We'll go carve our initials into a tree.
Good for him.
You can go do it.
Yeah.
That's
all
fine.
Right. Well, thank you for the update.
You're welcome.
Because your body wasn't feeling it anymore.
Katie, I'm happy for you. I think you made the right
thank
choice.
Thank you.
I'm going to be
thank
honest.
You.
I think you made the right
yes,
choice.
I think you're missing out on a great game.
I don't think so.
No. I'm going to.
My body shuddered at that second date.
Yeah.
So I listened to my body.
All right. There you go, Katie.
Okay.
I'm happy
all right,
for
well,
you.
Let's
thank
make
you,
it
Josh.
18 months. Then.
Thank
let's,
you.
Let's do it. What else is trending this morning besides Katie's loins? happy Cinco de Mayo!
Hey,
here we go. 70% of Americans plan to celebrate by eating Mexican food and drinking margaritas.
Absolutely.
It's the way it should be.
Yes.
Mm, I had a pitcher of margaritas this weekend.
Oh, so you celebrated
so
early.
Good. So, so good. I love margaritas so
yummy.
Much. What else I want to tell you? Lady Gaga had that concert over the weekend. Did you see it? It was in Brazil.
Mm-hmm.
2.1 million people were at it.
Crazy.
For Lady Gaga?
2.1 million
oh,
people.
No. People are
for
talking
Stephanie?
About people are talking about her show. She debuted it at Coachella and everybody was like, oh my gosh, what is happening? So the fact that, yeah, she was able to actually debut the concert itself, people can't stop talking. She is a performer, though. Lady
she
Gaga.
Is.
Man,
she can
beautiful
sing,
voice.
Too.
Top
she can
notch.
Sing like a, no, you know, all, you know.
Like a singer.
I was going to say
all
something
the singers
else.
In the world.
I was going to say something else, and I stopped myself. She can sing really well. She's
she
a really
can.
Good singer. Yeah,
she sure can.
Mm-hmm. There's a new way to tell if a celebrity is taking Ozempic. I guess this dermatologist is out and about making the rounds on Instas. You get something called Ozempic mouth, where there's so much volume loss in the face, you get a ton of lines, wrinkles, sagging skin, and jowls around the mouth. Oh, my God.
It's not good to lose a bunch of weight all at once, isn't it? Like, you got to kind of do it.
No, yeah,
you
gradually.
Gradually, right? Yeah. Especially if you're a little heavier, yeah.
He said examples, Whoopi Goldberg, Sharon Osbourne, Rebel Wilson. And there were some pictures of them online, and yeah, they got the Ozempic mouth, but whatever. Huh. Probably healthier, though, without all that fat
yeah.
on them.
What's
oh, speaking
thing?
Of fat, let me give you Fat America. There is a secret menu item at Mickey D's, a cotton candy Sprite.
What?
Order a Sprite and ask them to add 3 pumps of French vanilla syrup. That's and anyone who candy. Tries it says it tastes just like cotton candy. What? It's gone viral over the weekend. It sounds ridiculously sweet. You're going to have to shoot up some Ozempic after you take it.
Oh, my gosh.
They say this hack has been floating around for a while on TikTok, but for some reason it picked up some steam again this weekend. But it's the cotton candy Sprite hack from Mickey D's.
I love Sprite.
I would try it.
I know.
I love Sprite.
Why not?
I love 3 pumps of French vanilla syrup, so this is a perfect combination. You just put that right in my mouth. Oh. All right, Katie, what's trending locally?
Oh, well, first off, just thank you, Avs Faithful, and thank you, Colorado Avalanche. Their season did come to an end Saturday night in Dallas. I know, but still, the captain came back. It was a good season. Can't wait
you know
until
what I did?
Next year.
I broke out the Avalanche championship ring that we had, and I stared at it for a little bit, and I was like, you know what? I feel better.
Yeah,
I'm okay.
You're like, it's okay.
I feel
We've
better.
Got a couple.
It's all good.
The Nuggets did win their Game 7, no problem. Woo!
Such
so,
a good game. I even watched it.
It was
did
such
you really?
A good
like, You're
good.
Not kidding. You're not blowing our legs.
No, I watched it.
It was a good game.
Such a good game.
It's fun.
Yeah. So, and if they play that way against the Thunder, I say we've got a chance against OKC. And game one goes down tonight. Tip off set for 7:30.
Let's go Nuggets.
Okay. This is also a really good look for Colorado. 16 Colorado breweries won awards at the World Beer Cup 2025. Yeah. So that wrapped up Thursday in Indianapolis. It is called the Olympics of Beer. That's kind of how they describe this event. So in total, 21 beers from 16 Colorado breweries, 15 of which are independent craft breweries, received gold, silver, and bronze medals in a lot of different categories out
Good
there.
For them.
So the gold winning breweries were Verboten Brewing, Cellar West, New Terrain Brewing Company, Mash Lab Brewing, Blue Moon Brewing, and Avery Brewing Company, all taking home gold medals. I like Avery too.
Avery's good.
Yeah, I did like Avery.
They got the White Rascal.
Silver and bronze as well. But again, that was 21 beers picking up awards.
Look at us. We like to get drunk.
World Beer Cup. Well, we know that about Colorado, right? Like, people like their beer here.
They drink and hike.
Exactly.
Yep,
so it's healthy. Because when you drink.
It's healthy.
It is. When you drink on top of a mountain, you're doing okay.
That's how a lot of us get lost on those mountains.
It's okay.
They're drunk.
I want to go to the New Terrain one. We should try to get a happy hour there. That's up like in the Golden area.
Yes.
We need to get on that.
I'm down.
All right.
Deal.
I'll send a harshly worded email.
There you go. That's 3. We're up to 3
I know.
You've
got a couple of those to write today, so better get on
it. That one looks good.
Hey, speaking of going up into the mountains, so Rocky Mountain National Park, their timed entry permits were released. So that means, again, the Rocky Mountain National Park, you have to get a permit to go hike there this summer. This is good May 23rd through October 13th. So if you're going to go hiking up there at RMNP, you're going to need one of these permits. They started this last year. I understand why we need to, because we have to take care of the nice things
we
have.
Too many people here,
that's why. Too many people, and that's the thing, is when you have these people who also don't follow the one-in, one-out trail rule, a lot of people...
Pack it in, pack it out.
Well, no, a lot of people will only go like halfway up a trail, and then they'll turn around and come back down that same trail. A lot of times, they're not supposed to do that. You're supposed to finish the trail all the way around, that way you're
what
not...
What if you get tired?
What if you're tired?
I know,
I don't like that rule.
Then don't do the trail, because that's the thing, is you're making...
that's not nice.
But you're ruining the trail. That's why it's one in, one out. One
you're
way
not
in.
How are you ruining the trail?
One way out.
People
are still walking.
How are you
on
ruining
it?
The trail?
Because you walk
because you
on
turn
it.
Around.
That is it.
And when you turn around, you do this little spin and it digs in the dirt.
You do realize that walking on
do
things
that,
ruins it,
all
right?
The, all the dirt
and that's
will
what
be
we're
gone.
Saying. We're saying no, but that's okay.
On a trail designated for walking.
Clearly, you two don't hike a whole lot because
clearly
this
we just find this ridiculous.
One in, one out, so you're not ruining the trail for everybody else. Those trails have to be mitigated and controlled, and also
so the
kept
trail
up to
stays
speed.
Pristine if you're only going in one direction on it.
Yeah, there's only one. Because again, if you go one way the whole way, you're not coming back out that same way. So that same trail, it's one path. Well, now you have two paths on that trail because somebody's coming back down it.
What if you're walking on
it?
The same path?
No, you're not.
The other
you're
direction.
Not,
yeah, you would be.
That's why these timed entry permits exist, is just, because have, people are not.
So what if you
not,
get the timed entry, right. You go halfway on the trail, and you still get tired, and you're like, I can't make it. I'm going to turn around.
You're ruining the trail. Don't do the hike if
so
you can't go
the
all the
entry,
way
then?
In and out. It's so only so many people
but
are
my
on
car's
the trail
at the
same
of the trail.
What if you trip and fall
my
down?
Car's
and
at
why are you
the
making
trail?
This harder?
I'm just
like,
curious.
Why are you making this harder for me?
Because I don't think it ruins dirt.
I don't understand
to walk back on
the
it.
Problem right now. I'm
Hold
just
on.
Trying to tell you about why you need permits up in the mountains.
If I were to fall down a quarter way through and I can't make it the whole way.
Or they'll leave you there.
You have to be airlifted because God forbid you walk back on that trail.
So I'm just supposed to lay there and die.
Yeah, actually.
Yeah, okay.
Which is good because then you decompose on the trail and that brings new life to
and
the trail.
And then I don't have to have this conversation
which
again.
Is good.
So, yeah, it's
yeah,
good.
Katie,
thing.
Hope she's
just
the
logic
the
behind it is so stupid.
Well,
it's
you don't
not,
hike.
There's nothing against you. I know
no,
it's, you're
but you
very
don't
passionate.
Hike, so you
I
don't
hike
get
this
it.
Weekend.
Jeremy
know,
hikes
one time.
I think Jeremy hikes a lot. I do
hike
all of us.
I
so
do
if you
lot.
Did, you'd understand this. You'd understand why you're supposed to stay on a trail
I don't
going
hike a lot.
Into
I'm
the park and
you
coming
know,
out.
You're so outdoorsy.
We don't hike a lot. Like, if we were in Moab, we hiked for like a week straight, but it's still ridiculous.
I hike the golf course, and I can walk wherever I want on them, and it's fantastic.
Yeah, the golf course
Sometimes
is different.
Sometimes I hike around Park Meadows, it's Mall.
Great. Yes, oh, there's 16th
the
Street.
The golf course has a paved golf cart path. Like, that is not
no,
the same.
But you can't
walk
turn around
on
it. You don't want to turn around on it because no. that starts to disintegrate
People
the concrete.
People will actually pelt you with golf balls if you turn
yeah,
around
you
on
don't
it.
Want,
so
they
don't
will.
One way
yeah.
only.
Yeah. Actually.
All right, one way.
Huh. Okay.
Huh.
On to the next one.
So, no, truly, if I were to fall down, I couldn't turn around and go back.
Of course you can, but
no,
people,
it would ruin the trail.
People who are going on this hike from beginning to end need to start at the start and end at the end so as to save the trails.
But I like walking the
there
opposite way because then when I pass the other hikers, I go, oh,
That's
one
fine.
Of us is going the wrong
you
way.
You can go
and
the
I say
opposite
funny
way
them.
As
or
long
just
as
be like
you
bear up there. And
yeah, you can go the opposite way as long as you start at the end and end at the start. As long as you're beginning in one point and ending at the other, that's what they're okay. concerned about.
Okay, but then how do I get back to my car?
Like
which
Fish
is parked
Creek?
On
yeah, what if you're on
one
the other
side?
End?
Yeah, where do I get to my car?
You get
then
on a
you
big
have to walk
shuttle bus.
It's one continuous loop. That's what it is.
What
it
if it's
usually,
not a loop trail?
But, yeah, that's, but that's what I'm talking about right now.
A loop
if it's
trail.
Not a loop,
oh,
trail,
loop trail,
then you okay. go up and you come back down.
This makes sense.
But loop
But then
trails,
that's okay if it's not a loop trail to go up and then come back down?
It doesn't hurt those paths.
Those
well,
paths
no,
are different. They're used to it.
If it's not a loop trail, they just don't have the way for you to do it. Like the Seven Bridges Trail is a one-way in and you come out the same exact way.
Okay.
You have to
but
turn
that's
around
okay?
and come back down because they don't have a loop.
Okay, so that
what are you
hurt?
Just going to go through trees and make your own path?
So that doesn't
what
hurt the
you,
environment.
What are you, Lewis and Clark over there? You going to just start making your own path and making your own way? That's not how it works.
So those paths are fine. Those are
those
sturdier
are fine.
Paths.
Yes. Those are fine if you go up to the top
okay.
and then come back on those.
Well, that's how you're supposed to do it. There are different trails.
So those are made for.
Listen, not all
that's
mountains
different
are
dirt.
Made the same.
That's
not
up dirt and down
exactly.
dirt.
Exactly. It's different. It's different.
Oh,
and
my gosh.
You know what?
Hey, you keep telling yourself that.
This is so much fun.
For you guys. I'm sure this is wonderful. Okay, how about this
one? Give me
one
more thing.
Okay.
That we can make fun of.
So, a man. This is an interesting story. This accident happened back in April. It was northbound I-25 at 23rd, and there was a rollover crash, right? So the police were out there investigating it. They had some fire trucks out there as well. And this drunk 38-year-old dude swiped the fire truck as they're all sitting
oh,
there.
Gosh.
Oh, my
Cops
God.
On scene and everything. Now, again, he didn't hurt anybody. There was nobody in the fire truck when he hit it. But he made a big scene in front of a bunch of cops. Obviously, they
the
know
fire
what
fire truck
the,
came out
right,
of nowhere.
He gets out of the car and he's like, huh, I don't know what happened. Can somebody give me a ride home? That's literally what he said. And the cops were like, you just hit our fire truck. What are you talking
just
about?
Got back from a one-way trail.
They gave him a test, found out. Shut up.
I know, I was going to say.
Found out.
You know who that guy is. He's the guy that turns around halfway on a trail.
Turns around.
But they found out that he was drinking, they arrested him, and they actually gave him a ride to jail.
There you go.
And impounded his car. But he really thought he was going to get... He walked up to firefighters and cops.
That's
Can
a different
I
kind of drunk. That's a different kind of
that
drunk right there.
A different kind of wasted.
Good for him.
My goodness. So, yeah, that guy.
Definitely a trail turnarounder.
Let's make fun of that guy.
Trail turnarounder.
They actually double booked him for turning around on the trail after drinking.
I'd be mad if you guys actually hiked and were talking this crap, but you have no idea. So I'm just over here like, whatevs.
What if a bear goes up the trail and then halfway the bear turns around and comes back down the trail?
You fight the
bear. Do they ticket that bear?
You know what?
They
tranquilize
it. They put him down. They actually put that bear down.
I'm sure that a bear has received a ticket or two for not following the trail.
They go, that's not very funny.
Do you have a timed entry permit, bear? Yeah,
can't say that I do.
I'm sure.
Can't say that I do.